This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us. Underground economies, can they actually destroy the state? Mark, you say, it doesn't look like it. At least if you look at the evidence in the school system.
Not in direct competition with tax-funded programs.
And as much as, you know, all of us would like to see that happen, it just there's no evidence that it is. And you can join us here on Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. You said you were going to go somewhere else with this discussion, and I want to make sure you can do that here, and then we'll get to your calls and thoughts.
Yeah, so going on in the blog post here, I said I've been living in New Hampshire.
This is a blog that you posted at freetalklive.com. Just click FTL News to access it.
Yeah. I've been living in New Hampshire for the Free State Project for about 9 years now, and I've seen the agorists come and I've seen them go here in New Hampshire. And the best I can tell is they haven't accomplished much of anything.
I've had some good agorist food.
Yep, I've had some people serve some food that they, you know, wasn't regulated or anything like that. Again, I will point out that the government food distribution programs are, there's not a lot of competition in that area. There's an agorist co-op in Manchester, which I support, but there are other co-ops out there, so they're only competing against the marketplace and putting a different name on it. Okay, good. Good. I'm for this. I'm for libertarians organizing. I just want to be clear when we use terminology and call that terminology revolutionary that I don't think it is. So what I've seen them achieve is they claim that they've achieved more personal freedom for themselves, but their personal freedom in many cases looks as remarkably like poverty to me. I've seen civil disobedience folks here gain a little traction, and I've seen the media folks, they're spreading plenty of spreading the word of liberty plenty and getting the message out to people. But I've had to come to the hard realization, as distasteful and inefficient as the political process is, it's the only thing that I've seen work yet. So if you live in Cleveland or Los Angeles or, frankly, pretty much any other place but New Hampshire, I get why you don't vote. I understand that it might be a waste of time for you generally, but please don't say that the political process doesn't work when I can show you it has here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true.
85 of the 400 representatives, we're talking about 20% of representatives in the state of New Hampshire are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and that means that they will come up on the Nolan chart at their votes. Put them, or the way they fill out a questionnaire, depending on whether they've been elected before or not. Their votes place them on the Nolan chart. The Nolan chart is the chart that you've seen, the world's smallest political quiz, where the top is
most
libertarian.
People probably haven't seen that, but yes, it shows whether you're a libertarian or not. Let's go to Doug, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
Hey,
you were bringing up before about leaving the country if it should get bad enough. And that can be a wonderful idea. The problem with that can be, I don't think that many people are aware that, you know, if you were to get tired of it and you were to bring your family over to Germany, you have to go through a lot of red tape and a lot of money to declare that you're no longer American. Until you do that, even though you got a job over in another country, the American government, they're entitled to your income. They're entitled to the money that you make over in a different country.
They're not entitled, but they claim the entitlement.
Bingo, screw themselves.
Well, there's that. And secondly, let's be clear. You have to make more than $110,000 in order for that to kick in.
Right, but in my opinion, they shouldn't be entitled to any of it. People are talking about when they're getting fed up with the government. I mean, they think that they own you. They own your property. They own your body. They own you. You know, I mean, you were talking about trying to be more independent, too. I don't know if you're ever familiar with a 1942 ruling of an Ohio farmer named Philburn.
We were actually just talking about it on the air last night, that a guy who was growing, I can't remember what it was he was growing on his land, and consuming it himself was called basically in violation of the Interstate Compact, Interstate Commerce Clause.
Right. It had been an agriculture ruling put into effect in 1938 under the Great Depression, and he grew the crop for cattle that he had, meaning that he had not been taking the crop and putting it into the economy. He grew it for him. Now, the federal court ruling had been that, okay, well, if you didn't grow that crop, you would have to buy from the economy, pretty much implying what they're implying now with the health care. They're having to make you buy a product. You know what I mean? You are no longer even allowed to be independent. And I think that can be why people are getting fed up with the government, people like me. You know, they are a threat. They are a threat to individual liberty, individual freedom, and your private property.
So you joined the Free State Project?
No, I haven't. My issue can be the cold weather, but I'd be up there if it weren't for that.
So the government obviously isn't that much of a
threat.
Where
are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
But I'm moving out of Illinois, and I'm going down to, like, Nevada. I'm looking at Nevada, going to.
Okay. Well, just so long as you understand that no matter where you move for the warm weather, you're not going to find likely a freer place. From what I can tell, that, you know, the Mercatus Center's Freedom in the 50 States, check that out. I think you can find more freedom in your life than by, you know, probably doing the international man thing. Having your citizenship in one country, your domicile in another country, your business and, you know, licensed in another country, and doing this sort of mixed thing, but you won't find people, a community that is striving for more liberty any place but New Hampshire.
Yeah, that is just too important.
Can you tell me before I get off the air here, you're trying to actually leave the country, New Hampshire? You're trying to actually no longer be part of America? I think that being a wonderful idea. I mean, even if it would be nothing more than a pipe dream, it would be wonderful. You know what I mean? But
some people support that. I certainly do. But not every single person who's moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is in support of secession. The Free State Project isn't an explicitly secessionist group. But Conan, you and I are two of the board members of the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a political party that we've formed to specifically advocate for the secession of New Hampshire from the United States. So, you know, the more liberty-minded people we can get to coalesce in one place, then the more freedom that we're all going to have. And we've already seen proof of concept that works here. We've actually got libertarians who are getting elected as Democrats and Republicans here in New Hampshire. They're helping stop bad legislation. They're helping pass some good legislation, and we're going to see more of that as thousands more people move here. If it's too cold for you to be more free, then, you know, you've got your priorities, and I appreciate your call.
Not only that, I hear about what happened with the Uber driver in New Hampshire, and I begin to think, you know, okay, are they actually more freer than anywhere in the country?
Yes, by pretty much all metrics, yeah.
But the metrics are that we are, and one of the things about New Hampshire is that we, the liberty activists, publicize more than, you know, other states and other places, the tyranny that we see. So you're going to see the microscope put on municipalities and the state government when it steps out of line here.
Where else do you have civil disobedience Uber drivers?
Yeah. Well, you know what? They might be out there, but you don't hear about them because no one is blogging about them afterwards. And
where are they getting front page headlines?
Yeah, exactly. It's happening here in New Hampshire because
where's the conversation happening about government regulation and protecting old monopolies and oligopolies? That's happening here, and it's happening in the mainstream media here. We're getting press coverage for activism here on a almost monthly basis, whereas libertarians elsewhere don't get any press coverage whatsoever for whatever it is that they're doing. They are ignored everywhere else. Here, libertarians have been called the single greatest threat. Free State Project participants specifically have been called the single greatest threat to the state. And that was by a state representative. And she said that back in 2012, which is 3 years ago. So we're only getting more influential. We're getting more people moving here. And, you know, you want to find examples of tyranny. There's plenty of them in Illinois and Nevada. You don't have a movement of people who love liberty who are coming here. The Uber guy, the free Uber gentleman, freeuber.org is the site. Christopher David is his name. he's really started something here that I think is really important, and he's doing amazing work, and yeah, shining a light on the tyranny that we do have here in New Hampshire, but it is still overall less than other places, and it will become less and less as more liberty-loving people come here. Thanks, Doug, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. New Hampshire isn't a utopia. It's got its issues, but if we get enough people working on those issues who actually care about freedom, you're going to see changes. In a good way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com, with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here if you like. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It is the season to be getting holiday shopping done. Get it done now before the whole, you know, holiday rush. And actually, you don't even have to leave your house. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Canada, and UK. There's even Walmart, although I don't think anybody ever shops through that link. But it's there in case you want it. And you go through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So this is for those of you who don't have Bitcoin. If you have Bitcoin, there's also a link there to saveitpurse.com that will help save you big time on those purchases. But if you don't want to use Bitcoin or you don't have any, you don't want any, well, then you can still go through our Amazon links and get the stuff you want at the great Amazon prices you're used to, the huge selection, and Free Talk Live benefits. Please start at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You know, it's interesting, since we just had a gentleman on the line who, you know, was a little concerned with the fact that there this Uber driver, Christopher David, out on the seacoast of New Hampshire, he's been making headlines for doing civil disobedience, where he's continuing to give people rides places under the Uber auspices, and was recently arrested for so-called wiretapping. He's been threatened with being ticketed for being an Uber driver because it's illegal in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to do this, to give people rides for money without having jumped through the city's hoops, which the taxi cab companies obviously support those hoops because they've jumped through them for years and they don't want any upstarts or innovators to come in and compete.
Competition.
Exactly.
Especially new competition. If somebody continues to do the same old model and goes through the same old systems, then, okay, we'll deal with the new taxi company. But somebody who's going to come in and move the cheese, as the old system is you know, change the way that we're doing things, change our reward system. By the way, we're old and we don't want to have to change to new things. I know, I'm old and I don't like new things.
Yeah, change is hard. But, I mean, it's not just competition. It's competition to a better... The Uber's providing a better service.
They're disrupting.
It's cheaper. They usually have nicer vehicles.
Yes, they do.
It's their vehicles, and they're taking care of them.
Each driver is individually rated as well.
It's more of a personal experience. It's like you're driving with, some dude, your neighbor, like the guy who lives down the street.
And he may very well be.
Mm-hmm.
And the taxi drivers are your neighbors, too. But, it's just they're an old method, and it's an antiquated system. So the point I wanted to make, though, was that the gentleman who was on the line was concerned because Chris David had recently been arrested, and, that sounds scary, right? Oh, my God, you guys aren't free in New Hampshire.
No.
That guy just got arrested. I shouldn't move to New Hampshire because it's, I might get arrested there or something like that. And first of all, the 1,500 early movers that we have, probably closer to 1,700 now, but there's a lot of people who've already moved here as early movers, as the three of us have done for the Free State Project. The probably 99.9% of them have not gotten arrested for their activism.
Right, they're just normal folks doing normal things.
Yeah, and doing politics is a relatively safe activity, but if you think that you can get to freedom without people getting arrested, then you're mistaken. Right. So you don't have much experience doing activism. Even with politics, you'll find that as people become more successful in politics, that the people who are part of the system who are threatened by those who are successful from a libertarian perspective, if you're getting Conan, if you, got elected to state Senate and started to really shake things up in there and, change things, you might find that all of a sudden the police open investigations into you. And then, out of nowhere, you'll get arrested on some trumped up charge or whatever. That
has happened everywhere, though.
Right. That has happened, though, in just the political system. So there's always risk in changing things. Whenever you propose to change the status quo, those who are in favor of the status quo will galvanize against you. And that can include making things up as far as, finding reasons to make an arrest. Thankfully, it's relatively uncommon, but it's always a possibility. And Chris David was challenging the system. He challenged the idea of this taxi cab monopoly. Ultimately, he was a peaceful man. He didn't put anybody in any kind of danger, but yet they've trumped up some wiretapping charges against him. Now, did he record somebody in public without their knowledge? He did. I mean, it's probably the case that the bouncer that he recorded, that they're now basing this wiretapping charge off of, the bouncer that was on a public street speaking to him openly, did probably not know that he was being recorded at that time. I don't think Chris was holding a video camera or anything because it's only an audio track, so he had some sort of a, maybe it was his cell phone was running as an audio recorder at that time. I don't know exactly all the details. But, you know, a relatively innocuous thing to do. Most of us wouldn't think twice about doing something like that. And in a lot of states, it's actually fully legal to do that. Unfortunately, in New Hampshire, this is one of the areas we have a problem with because, again, it's not perfect here. We've got work to do. It's a project, the Free State Project. So there's a lot that, you know, needs to change. But there's not as much that needs to change in New Hampshire than there is in other states. Because, as you pointed out, Mark, there's the Mercatus Center study, which is done on a yearly basis, that shows that New Hampshire is one of the top four freest states in the United States.
Well, yeah, it's been number one. And
it was number four last time.
Was it number four last time? It's been always in the top five when they've done it. But I think that one thing was is there was a sort of a rough patch there as the Free State Project was getting its feet up underneath it, where the statists were having a grand old time, and those were the numbers that were rated the last time.
Well, yeah, and it's a few years back, too. So it's like 2, maybe 3 years old data is what they're working with.
Jason Sorens, the guy who happens to have created the Free State Project, is also employed by the Mercatus, as a fellow of the Mercatus Center, and he's the one who comes up with this Freedom in the 50 States thing. So the fact that he doesn't rate New Hampshire number one when it's not number one
should show that it's an honest rating.
Shows that it's an honest rating. I believe that we're going to see New Hampshire improve in the next one. That's the suggestion that I've heard from him. But most importantly, I had a conversation with him about, look, the United States is rated between 15th and 20th freest countries economically and socially, depending on where you're looking and which charts you're looking at. Some certainly below 10 and above 20.
Mm-hmm.
And New Hampshire, but that's a aggregation of 50 states.
Right, they're averaging in California, Illinois, all these other unfree places, New York.
So where is, you know, let's consider New Hampshire and New York and say, like, let's say New Hampshire's on one side, New York's on the other.
Yeah.
I understand that places like Indiana deserve some credit, and South Dakota, and even North Dakota, like a few other states certainly deserve some credit. But they don't have the Liberty community, which I believe is really making a difference, and I'll explain why that is in a minute. If we say that New Hampshire's on one end and New York's on the other, well, where does New Hampshire fall into the chart of freest economies? Well, we just saw New Hampshire compared to European countries, and that the average person in New Hampshire is making more than anybody in the United States, the other 50 states, and all the sort of free countries in the world.
So it was the number one wealthiest country, right?
New Hampshire would have been considered the wealthiest country if it was a country.
Per capita or something like that?
Something like that. And it's that's a pretty strong statement.
I think so.
Jason Sorens certainly said that he believes that New Hampshire is one of the top 10 freest places in the world. Now, this is legally, right? Like, this is working within the law. You can't rate people that can skirt the law, right? Like, so if you can pay a bribe to get out of, you know, whatever regulation or whatever dealing with the government that there is, they can't quantify that and rate that for you. So maybe, you know, Bangkok is better for you if you can pay people off. I don't know. But New Hampshire, among the top 10 freest places in the world, and I believe going to get freer.
I think that it's inevitable that it's going to get freer as thousands of liberty-minded people move here for the express intention of helping make it freer. It's Free Talk Live.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan is the host, one of the hosts, of Black Sheep Rising. You can go to blacksheeprising.org. You just posted the Keenvention episode, didn't you?
That's right. And this is the, I am the host that does all the work.
That's true. Your show.
I just drag some of the other co-hosts on with me and, thank you, Daryl and Shauna, main co-hosts. It's a fun little late night show. You know, we're a little more liberal with our topics and our language and whatever we might be imbibing
and alcohol.
Yeah, during the show, it is a TV show. I mean, you can actually watch us if you want to see our bright shining faces. But most people I know are podcasters. They listen.
Is that right? Most people listen.
As far as the stats that I'm mm-hmm. able to see, yeah, it's a listening show.
Interesting.
And but I don't get to see the Cheshire TV stats.
Sure.
Lee, the old director, said he couldn't give me those stats. I don't even know if he was able to see them. So I don't know how many people are actually watching on a local television here.
You produce it first and foremost for the local public access channel. Then you put it on YouTube and you do an MP3 podcast downloadable version.
Right.
It's like Wayne's World.
Oh yeah, we got a couch. We have a couch, and it's a very relaxed
like
environment.
An anarchist Wayne's World.
And I think one of our only problems is the fact that the show really changes from show to show. So if you want to, I mean, sometimes if something political is going on in Keene, you know, that might be the topic that we will embrace. And I try to keep it, you know, flowing. But sometimes, I mean, if it's a school board thing or something, sometimes I'm just so upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to see me yelling a lot, then that's good. If you want to see Daryl losing his mind, I know he's.
Oh, you know how to push his buttons.
We tend not to have the characters on the show that push Daryl's buttons the most. In fact, sometimes he'll take a night off if
somebody he don't like is there.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But yeah, fun show. BlackSheepRising.org. Brand new show is up this morning. It's the Keenevention live at Keenevention show. It was a pretty good one.
Good. I'm glad it worked out because I know you put a lot of effort into that, hauling equipment down there. You had to bring your computer down for switching cameras.
It's one thing like that I always wanted to do was to bring my studio to a location like that. I tried a smaller venture at last Pork Fest where I was my laptop and speakers and stuff.
It's the Porcupine Freedom Fest.
But I didn't have enough. The laptop just wasn't enough to run all the programs that I wanted to run.
Okay.
So I brought the Stomper.
You brought the Beast.
I brought the Beast.
Yeah.
And it did the trick, and it's a good show. Check it out.
Check it out over at blacksheeprising.org. So we were talking about how concentrating people in one geographic area makes a huge difference. We're giving Christopher David as the example, the illegal Uber driver or the civil disobedience Uber driver. There have been more developments in that case. You can learn more about it over at freekeen.com. And I guess
if you don't think that concentrating people of, say, a certain political bend in one particular area is effective, ask Republicans in New York City what it's like.
Ask, what about the Mormons in Utah? I mean,
well, yeah, right. Well, ask a Democrat in Utah what it's like.
Mm.
Because if you vote Democrat in Utah, you might as well stay home.
Mm.
If you vote Republican in Vermont, you might as well stay home. There have been some, I think they had a Republican governor not too long ago, but they're, you know, the Republicans there have to be particularly liberal in order to get into office. Okay, Massachusetts, how's that? Concentrating people of a certain political bend in a particular geographic area, especially if that geographic area has the cultural momentum that a state has. States, this is the United States of America. States are supposed to have the supreme political power above the federal government. And so, therefore, they have some argument when, you know, taking into federal court that they don't wish to do this thing or that thing or whatever. They want to nullify federal laws. They've got some pretty good argument against the federal government.
Mm.
Ultimately, the bigger government is going to attempt to grow over the littler government. And I think that after nullification, threats of secession probably are going to come. If the federal government doesn't, the United States federal government isn't already broke and fall apart of its own weight.
Yeah, and as soon as these states start standing up to the feds, they lose their money. All the money that they send to the feds, or we send to the feds, they'll lose their money, and they're being held hostage, and that's how the feds get done what they want done at the end of the day.
If a state wants to get surly enough, though, they could absolve all of their residents of having to pay the federal income tax.
I would love
that. Would be a very interesting case to see whether or not how that goes. At this point, that has never been done, but when a state attempts to fight the federal government, it's not going to get thrown out for standing.
That's a great point. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about what's happening here. Freekeen.com, great site to follow along with the Uber situation. Christopher David, the illegal Uber driver, just got a video interview on a local radio station out there, The Shark, on the seacoast. So mainstream media is picking up this story. And, you know, again, ask yourself this. In your area, if you're a libertarian, do you go to any of the libertarian meetings? And if so, how's the turnout look at those meetings?
Is that the Libertarian Party meetings?
Any of them.
Okay.
Whatever other kind of libertarian meetings
Ron
there might
Paul
be.
Ron Paul meetup group?
Yeah, there were Ron Paul meetups. I don't know if they still meet up for any purpose.
Cop Block, maybe?
Cop Block is not necessarily libertarian.
No,
there's a lot of people who just hate cops in Cop Block, and they aren't necessarily libertarian. But certainly the founders of CopBlock are libertarian, and so the organization itself has that libertarian mindset at the top levels. But at the bottom levels of the local groups, I think you'll find there's a diversity of political viewpoints within there. You know, what is there? Liberty on the Rocks. There's some groups of Liberty on the Rocks around the country. But what's the, you know, how many people go to these meetings regularly? 5? 10 if you've got a pretty busy meeting? 15 if you've got an awesome turnout? Well, in New Hampshire, at the just this last weekend on Friday night, there was a protest outside of the bar at which Christopher David encountered this bouncer who he recorded audio of and then ultimately was arrested for wiretapping the conversation with the bouncer. They went to protest at the bar, a group of liberty activists here. They put that protest together in 3 hours. Like, the announcement that it was going to happen came out 3 hours in advance that it was going to happen. So there was almost no notice that this was going to go down. And 15 people showed up. Mm. So please try duplicating that level of activism where you are. It's not possible. You can't do it. You don't have that many people. You have to have hundreds of people from which to get that 15. Because if you've got hundreds of people, you know, there's a couple hundred that are probably going to be at work, or they're, you know, they've already got plans, they've got their, you know, something to do with their family or whatever. But of those hundreds, 15 of them from various areas around, they didn't all come from Portsmouth. Some came from as far away as Keene and Manchester, but they came out and they came and they stood and they held signs and, you know, did a protest on very, very short notice. And that's relatively common. We'll have people come to Keene on short notice. They'll say, hey, we're coming to Keene tomorrow. Okay, we'll put together a lunch for you. 8 to 20 people will show up, just depending on who's free and who can, you know, come out and do things like that. So as we get thousands more movers here, then start to really think about what could be possible with that many liberty-minded people in one place. And I think, Mark, you pointed out correctly, the community that already exists is unprecedented. You can watch the 101 Reasons film, and I think it does a good job of giving you a slice of what life is like up here. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch that for free. But every now and then, some other folks will make it into the news. And Uber has been doing a good job of really standing up for at least a freer marketplace in the idea of moving people from point A to point B. And this story actually comes out of Austin, where you and I visited a couple times, Mark, for the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Love it there.
And, you know, they got in Austin, they've got those people that have, like, the pedal cabs in downtown Austin. Well, they've got horse and buggy rides now from Uber in Austin, and we'll explain why that is here in moments. 855-453 is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Uber offering horse and buggy rides now to protest more regulations. We'll tell you about that. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you support Free Talk Live and you want us to be able to reach new people with the ideas of liberty, the way you can help is to go to the AMP program and sign up. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote, amp.freetalklive.com. That allows you to get behind the show for $5 a month. We will invest that $5 into Free Talk Live to help get on more radio stations around the country. And more radio stations means more new people discovering the ideas of liberty when you were probably a newbie at some point in your life. And if you want to bring more people down the path that you've gone down, we are that tool, and we can do it for cheap. $5 a month. That's all we ask. You get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group and the AMP-only podcast and more. Go and get started, please, at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. From the Austin Statesman at statesman.com, if you ask Uber, trying to regulate its service and other ride-hailing companies would be to undo progress on how people get around nowadays. This was clear in a Statesman editorial board conversation last month with David Plouffe, the chief advisor to Uber, in which he argued that proposed Austin City Council regulations are backwards and would be trying to fix something that isn't broken. Now Uber is going above and beyond simple rhetoric and launching a horse and buggy version of its service meant to simulate what the service would be reduced to if Austin City Council's regulations passed. Kitchens Uber would treat Uber like a horse and buggy, so we put it in the app, said Uber Austin in a tweet that they sent back in November 5th. The special service, according to the Statesman, is named after council member Ann Kitchen, the chair of the Mobility Committee that reopened the debate over regulating ride-hailing services this fall after a year-long grace period. Because if you remember, Mark, we've been to Austin twice now as part of Free Talk Live going and being a live show at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. The first year, we showed up at the airport and realized that we hadn't figured out...
We were working there.
No. We realized we hadn't figured out how we were going to get to the hotel. Just left that detail out. So we were kind of figuring, well, do we want to rent a car? Hey, Uber! We haven't tried the Uber app.
We're in some place that isn't some kind of backwater. Let's try Uber.
And so, we got Uber, downloaded the app, started it up. I created the account, and then there was an error message. We're sorry, but Uber's not allowed in Austin by the Austin city government, so we're sorry. And so a year passed. We came back for the next Texas Bitcoin Conference, and lo and behold, the Uber was working in Austin. So I thought, hey, this is great progress. But of course, politics being what it is, it just meant that the people who oppose Uber were just getting their F together, and now they're on the attack. This Ann Kitchen, the member of the Mobility Committee, has reopened the debate. Uber spokesperson Debbie Hancock said in an email, quote, Kitchen's plan would require Uber driver partners to undergo the same background requirements of horse and carriage operators in Austin. One would hope that the city's laws would innovate with technology, but in this instance, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Change is hard.
What are those 19th century background requirements? Well, apparently, fingerprint-based criminal background checks. Uber, as well as its competitor Lyft, currently perform name-based background checks on prospective drivers in lieu of fingerprint-based checks, which they argue would limit their driver pool because it would cut out potential drivers who were arrested but never convicted. Kitchen, when asked for a comment, said, the fact that a corporation is attacking a council because they don't want to comply with rules, it's disgraceful.
Dear God, I'm a city councilor. I don't believe the hubris of this international company telling me how I should run everybody who wishes to ride around in a conveyance in the great city of Austin. Why, this is unconscionable.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Welcome to Monty.
The words I want to say, I just can't.
Welcome to Monty Python Live.
This is real. Yep, this is actually happening.
The Ministry of,
yes,
of Funny Policies.
So Austin City Council is set to vote November 16th. That's in less than a week. On the ordinances, which would require fingerprint-based background checks and fees for ride-hailing companies. Oh, yes, that's right. It'll cost you a $50 flat fee, and it will be available in a restricted area of downtown Austin Thursday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. City of Austin rules prohibit horses from operating on the streets before 6 p.m. So wait a minute.
So
they wouldn't be able to pick people up before 6 p.m.?
I guess.
For more details, they've got Uber Austin's posting. We can look at that for more information here. But
is this specifically attacking the horse and buggy, or what am I missing here? Are regular Uber driver
about?
Are regular Uber drivers under attack?
No, it's regular Uber
drivers. They are not regulated enough in this woman's opinion.
That's correct. So just to be clear, the proposal is to make Uber drivers become the equivalent of horse and buggy carriage operators,
okay,
meaning that they would have to pass these fingerprinted background checks and apparently be regulated and only operate for 2 hours a night, which is insane. Story continues here. The Uber press release over at newsroom.uber.com. So what they're doing is they're actually putting horse and buggy operators on the streets as part of the Uber app in a way to get a conversation started about exactly what is going on here. And you gotta hand it to them.
There's your theatrical activism there.
Okay. Now it's clear to me here from Uber's press release. The trips are a flat fare of $50. So it's not $50 to apply to be the horse and buggy operator. That's what you have to charge as a horse and buggy operator.
Oh, yeah.
You have to charge $50 for the ride, and you can only operate between
Many horse and buggies are going to be able to operate after this silly thing passes? And that's probably her whole point.
How many taxi cab companies does Ms. Kitchen own?
That's
what I want to know. Why does she care so much that some people might be using their smartphones to trade, to ride around, to get rides to places.
Because it's taken the jobs from the hard-working unionized cabbies out there.
Right. There are some people out there
who jump through all those fiery hoops to prove that they're good people.
Speaking of the money, UberX, according to the story here, since they launched in Austin, which wasn't too long ago because they weren't working 2 years ago, more than 10,000 drivers have earned $27 million.
There's your revenue, your tax revenue right there.
Yep. And they've completed 2.5 million trips. So there's likely the taxi cab companies. Now, there's no doubt some people are probably riding Uber who never would have ridden in a cab.
Like Bernie Sanders.
I've heard that he does that.
He is, out of all the politicians, I believe he is one of the most frequenting of the Uber driver.
But doesn't he also want to
regulate the crap out of them?
Right. So 2.5 million trips, that no doubt the taxi cab companies have seen a hit in their business. I mean, $27 million going to Uber, 2.5 million trips in the time that they've been doing business there, 10,000 drivers, that's got to be taking some kind of a dent. I don't know what kind of a dent it is in these taxi cab companies, but they must be feeling the pressure. And a recent survey showed 70% of Austin voters support Uber. Nearly 30,000 Austinites have signed a petition urging the city council to oppose Kitchen's plan. And maybe they will, maybe they won't. I definitely want to follow up on this story and find out what happens at the upcoming city council meeting. Because, I mean, we've certainly seen that even if the people oppose something the city council wants to do, like, let's say, the Bearcat here in Keene, New Hampshire, which was opposed by, like, 90% of the people in Keene, it was still voted in by the council.
Yeah, they made their mind up before the meeting even started.
Yeah, we just posted a video up at facebook.freetalklive.com, our Facebook page, talking about how the Princeton study that came out recently that associated what people want in America versus what the government does. And they found that there is basically zero association between what people want and what the government does.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that what's going to happen here? Austin's a pretty progressive place. Progressivism has a bit of a dichotomy. In one hand, it likes the idea of unions. On the other hand, it likes the idea of new technology.
Yeah.
It could go one way
that
or the
loggerheads.
Other. Yeah. I suspect that, you're going to find that usually economics wins. People want the cheaper rides, and ultimately they're going to put the pressure on their city council people, those that are plugged in.
Now, we're told that there's a big libertarian community in Austin, Texas, so where are the where are the libertarian activists here? I mean, isn't there 10,000 Uber drivers over the last year or so?
Yeah, and they're at home playing Fallout 4. It came out today.
You can't blame someone for playing Fallout 4.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm hoping the best results, and this is an opportunity for the activists in Austin to step up. You can goad them if that's what you want to do, Ian, but I'm
goading them a little bit because Austin is supposedly on the map as one of these supposed libertarian hotspots. I want to see what they're doing.
You got your Bearcat. I mean, the Bearcat came to Keene, New
Hampshire. I bet they got one in Austin, too. Probably more than one.
They got a couple.
They got 1,900 cops in Austin. Hmm. We got 40 here in Keene. 855. We're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow on freetalklive.com and ConanBlackSheepRising.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to LibertyHealthShare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern?
There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.